There's confusion aplenty. There's this new traffic light system which is being installed that gives us green zones, red zones, you know, but I think that might cause more confusion than it might actually help. The Chief Health Officer, Brett Sutton, presumably is back on board today. He's taken to Twitter to try and outline some of the measures which are being put in place, which have been in place for some time, and try and offset some of the confusion which is set in. And I've got to say, there is confusion aplenty, whether it be this new traffic light system, whether it be quarantining, whether it be the isolation rules, whatever. And our first guest this morning is someone who's caught smack bang in the middle of it. She was good enough to drop us an email across the weekend. And of course, you can anytime as well. nmitchell@3aw.com.au. The Federal Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, will join us shortly. But I do want to catch up with Elizabeth because she's found herself in a hell of a predicament because of the confusion which seems to be reigning supreme in this COVID era. Elizabeth Dorman, good morning. Hello, Elizabeth.
So, yes, I'm currently put up in a hotel quarantine after a lovely holiday. And basically our story is we left Melbourne just after Christmas and flew to Queensland, and from there travelled directly to Tanderfield, which is 15 kilometres into New South Wales from the Queensland border, and spent a week there. So left New South Wales on before midnight on the 1st of January, and then went back to Queensland, and now, last night, flew back from Queensland to Melbourne and I found myself in hotel quarantine.
Okay, so
even though I was never in any green zone, never in any red zones, and I've only been in green zones.
So on what basis did they scurry you to hotel quarantine?
So on the basis that I've been in New South Wales in the previous 14 days, even though when we left New South Wales, it was before midnight on the 1st of January. So that was what we were directed to do. So if we had hypothetically, if we had flown from New South Wales to Victoria before midnight on the 1st of January, we would have been in Victoria free and able, no dramas. But because we moved to Queensland, another green zone, we're now, and they've since changed the... we assume they've changed the border.
Yeah. So the thing is,
New South Wales in the previous 14 days.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So the thing is, I mean, you were doing everything that you were supposed to be doing, i.e., staying away from the red zones and
correct,
going to the point, flying back, and keeping tabs throughout the website. So, I mean, is there any way you can appeal this?
So we've submitted an exemption letter. The only problem is that the exemption requests are taking up to, it's not going to be a quick process. And so as all the official COVID official officers have told us, there's many other people in our situation, which doesn't necessarily give me a lot of comfort. And they quoted one case of some people who'd come back from Canberra and they did get an exemption, but this was done 7 or 8 days after they submitted it. So, and it's all been at the state's expense. So, we're put up in hotel quarantine and all the staff involved, all the transport to and from airport. And, it just seems like such a waste of taxpayer money when we have followed all the directions and have been nowhere near any red zones and left New South Wales, even though we're only 15 kilometres into New South Wales.
Yeah, you gave us all the time frame, yeah. I guess... Have they given you any indication, just quickly, have they given you any indication as to when you might get an answer back in terms of, you being exempt from this?
No, they're just saying that the exemption request, that's the only way to contact the DHHS is to go through the exemption request process online and then they'll get back to you. And like I said, there's been a lot of people have put in exemption requests.
Yeah.
We're okay. Sort of thinking it'd be at least days.
At least days, goodness me. All right, well, look, keep us in the loop if you can, because we'd like to sort of follow the case and find out whether or not they'll roll over in terms of your exemption. So in the meantime, don't know, use up their air conditioning today because it's going to be a scorcher, but unfortunately you're going to be inside as a result of it. So, Elizabeth, thanks very much for dropping us the email and, I guess, highlighting in many ways the confusion which is surrounding the quarantining, etc. And although, as I said, Brett Sutton has moved this morning, albeit via Twitter, to try and, you know, sort of dispel some of the myths, might have caused more confusion, I think.